Karate Princess and the Cutthroat Robbers, written by Jeremy Strong and read by Judy Bennett.
Chapter 1. A Birthday Note.
Ha-whack!
Splinters of wood flew in the air. A thick tree trunk broke in half and toppled to the ground. The huge ape-like monster that had just chopped the log with one swift blow of his bare hand looked up and grinned. Several of his sharp black teeth showed.
How was that, Hyship?
Growled the bogle, scratching his powerful chest with some very long fingernails. The Princess Belinda, sitting with her back against a wall, lazily opened one eye and groaned.
Nakalevi, I have told you 1,000 times not to call me anything like that. My name is Belinda. Anyhow, I'm getting bored. Ever since I rescued you from the marsh at the end of the world and taught you karate, you've done nothing but chop up bits of wood all over the place.
Nakalevi's muscle-bound shoulders drooped pathetically.
Just one more, he pleaded. Go on. Please.
Oh, all right, but only one. The bogle perked up and his pink eyes sparkled.
Just watch, your royalness.
The hairy creature turned and plodded off through the trees. The crunch of his giant steps faded away until Belinda could hear nothing. She waited, listening and watching intently. Nothing. She got to her feet and peered towards the trees. At last there came a distant crashing, getting louder and louder, until the great bogle burst from the woods and thundered across the grass.
Ah!
Nakalevi suddenly launched his whole flailing body into the air, sailed inelegantly over Belinda's astonished head, and delivered a shattering blow with his heel to the ancient brick wall behind her. Bricks spilled every which way, and the bogle fell, with an earth-shaking thud, on his back. He glanced up at Belinda and grinned.
Very impressive, she said. I was enjoying leaning against that.
She shook brick dust out of her short, dark hair.
This place now looks like a builder's yard. Sometimes I wonder if I did the right thing teaching you how to do karate.
The little princess sighed deeply and kicked half-heartedly at a brick.
Oh, I'm so bored. Isn't there anything exciting to do? What's our friend Hubert up to? Still working on his mystery painting that he won't let anyone see?
Nakalevi scrambled to his feet and lumbered after Belinda.
I haven't seen him for days. He's a strange one.
Again Belinda sighed.
I wish I could paint. At least I'd be occupied. That doesn't seem much for a princess to do these days, especially one that can only do karate. I think I must be unemployed. You know, Nakalevi, I miss the old days. All that trouble and adventure. When I set off to capture you, and I thought I was going to marry Prince Bruno de Bruno Buncombe Crust, I wasn't bored at all. My heart was always pounding. There were cutthroat robbers to fight, and that wicked Saramander Sneak.
Belinda gave a giggle.
I wonder what Bruno and Saramander are up to now. She'd do anything to get her hands on diamonds, especially if they were somebody else's. I can't imagine them being married. She was so cunning, and he was just a hunk of beefcake, all muscles and no brains.
Like me,
murmured Nakalevi, staring dolefully at the ground.
That's what I am, all muscle and stupid.
Belinda smiled and put one arm as far round him as she could reach, which wasn't all that far.
I have to admit he was more handsome than you, and he certainly wasn't nearly so hairy. Anyway, there's one thing about you that Bruno never had.
The bogle sniffed and shuffled his feet.
What?
He croaked. Belinda gave him a squeeze.
You care about things. You care about people, which is a great deal more than Bruno or Saramander do. That's worth a lot.